It's so good to bring another message your way. We call it the message of the month. We're not really sending them out every month now, but this message is going to be received in your homes right before Christmas here of 2019. But we're going to go back and pick up a service that was preached at Gospel Hill on a Sunday morning service a year ago. That would be, of course, Christmas of 2018. Matter of fact, it was on 12/9/18 that we preached this message at Gospel Hill on a Sunday morning service. But I just wanted to go back and take this and share this for this message for you at this time of year. I know many of you will be getting this message just a few weeks before Christmas, and some of you may be listening to it after Christmas, but it fits all the time because there's a joy that God wants us to have as Christian people. And that's what I base my life on, is that joy that Jesus gives me. And so in the midst of that, we just heard the scripture read from John 15, the 11th verse, which is one of my favorite verses of scripture, where Jesus says, "These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full." Jesus wants us to have his joy, a joy from heaven itself, and that we would be full of his joy, and it would remain in us all the time. Now, this message was preached just a few weeks before I found out that I had cancer and I had to have surgery that removed most of my liver and the cancer that was there. And as I'm speaking this now, a year later, God has blessed me and I'm feeling great and I'm healed and whole because of what God has done for me through surgery and through the things that took place, but also through the prayers of many of you out there that are listening. So I'm preaching this before I knew all this, but it was what was in my heart when I went through the surgery. It was what was in my heart even after the surgery, during the hard times, okay? And it's what's in my heart today. So I pray you're going to have a joyful Christmas as you listen to this message that we have entitled, His Joy at Christmas Time. Now, Kathy Stevens has just sang a song in this service about having a tender heart at Christmas time. I pray that you'll have a tender heart at Christmas time and allow the love of God to reach out to others through you. Because remember, that joy of the Lord is your strength. That joy of the Lord is come from Jesus himself. It's a Jesus joy, okay? So we're going to pick up this service that was recorded, like I say, in the December the 9th of 2018 and sharing it here with you now. So as we pick this up in the middle of the service, I pray that you'll be blessed by it, all right? A tender heart at Christmas time to reach out and to touch someone and to bring them joy. You know, if you could just give some people some joy. Now, I know that, you know, you hear me talk a lot about happiness and joy, and I know I've said it and wrote about it for years, but happiness is based primarily upon happenings. You've heard it many times. Joy is an attribute of God. It is something that God gives us, the joy. But yet, when we think about Christmas time, we think about Jesus, there was a happening, wasn't there? And it made people happy. When you think about the time that you just go back in the book of Luke and read it, and you realize that this baby was born in this little town of Bethlehem, and there was much happiness in that little town. There was much happiness. There was also all kinds of sadness going on, and people having to pay taxes, and people coming there when they didn't want to come there. But you see, these happenings can be overtaken with one happening that would bring happiness to people, and that's what happened to Mary and Joseph. They received a child. A special child, a miracle child, born of a virgin, the Son of God came into this world to set the world free. And that brought not just a happening for happiness for two people, but it brought a joy to the whole world. We love to sing that song, Joy to the World. Well, that's what it's all about. That a baby was born, that a son was given, that the righteousness of God now was being brought into every person who would accept this person called Jesus as the Savior. That's a joy. So I'm thinking about all this joy, and I'm thinking, you know, Jesus is the reason for the season of Christmas. Jesus is the reason we celebrate it. But many times we can be so caught up in the things that go on and even the happenings that try to steal your joy that we need to realize that joy is real and it's something we need to not only
hold on to, but realize it belongs to us, and that Jesus brought it from heaven. Now think about the joy in heaven. There's no sadness in heaven. This is what the scripture says, not just some preacher. There's no tears in heaven. There's no sadness. There's no death. There's no sorrow. There's no heartaches. There's no separations. There's no divisions. Everything in heaven is joyful. It's a joyful time. We're talking about praising God. I remember an old gospel song that the quartets used to sing way back in the 70s here, and it says, it was called, For the first million years, you know what it was? We're going to praise the Lord. For the first million years, we're just going to praise the Lord. Can you imagine that? No time with God. We're going to be able just to praise God because of the joy that is in heaven. We're going to see that joy someday. We're going to have that joy someday. Someday Jesus is coming back. You sang it in the opening song on the days of Elijah. Someday he's coming back for the church. And when he comes back, there's going to be a joy when we're lifted up and taken out of here. Praise God, there's a joy in that place called heaven. But that joy didn't stay in heaven. That joy was brought to earth. Matter of fact, if you just go back in your Bible with me just for a few moments, let's just retrace some of the events that took place. First of all, Mary finds out that she is pregnant with a baby and she's never knew a man. This is a miracle thing. This happened. So the joy that came into her was overwhelming to her. But then you remember, she met up with her aunt, Elizabeth, I believe, right? They met up with them, and here she had already been pregnant with a baby named John the Baptist, by the way. So here's John the Baptist inside of the womb of Elizabeth. And so Mary comes and wants to bring this joyful news that she now is with child. So she comes and she says, Mary says to Elizabeth, she says, I am with child. The God Almighty has come upon me. The Spirit has overshadowed me. And I am going to have the Son of God. And what took place? The scripture says that in the very womb and the very within Elizabeth, John the Baptist jumped, leaped with joy. That's the scripture. That's not something I'm making up. That's what the scripture says. That John the Baptist leaped with joy when this news was presented to his mother. When Mary said, I'm going to have this child. I'm going to have this Christ child. A baby within this other lady leaped with joy. Jesus brought joy from the very beginning. Remember when it was announced that he was born? It said there were shepherds keeping watch over their flock by night in the field. It says the angel of the Lord came upon them and told them that they needed to go to Bethlehem, that the Savior had been born. And it says the angels came and there was rejoicing over the good news. Always being in joy. There's always been a joy that they have brought into this world. So Jesus brought this joy in the very beginning. The shepherds heard about the joy. The so-called wise men, as we call them, the magi, as they came looking for the baby. Remember, as they saw this star in the sky, it says that they were filled with exceedingly great joy. That's what it says. That's scripture. So if you go back and think about the birth of Jesus, we see so much that relates to the joy of this one called Jesus. He brought joy into the world, not just a happening that makes us happy. Hey, I hope you're happy at Christmas time, and I hope that all the happenings around you at Christmas time are going to bring happiness into your life. But there may even be some happenings that aren't so happy. In the midst of that, you can still have the joy of the Lord, because that Jesus brings that joy. Share that joy with other people. You know my favorite, one of my favorite verses of scripture, she read out of the book of John, where Jesus speaks and says this. He says, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Think about that. That didn't start just when he said that. It started way back when he was born into this world. He brought this joy, this heavenly joy, a joy from heaven. This Jesus knew what heaven's like. He came from there. He created everything that there was. He knew the joy of creation. He knew the joy of life. He knew the joy that awaited people once they left this earth and go back to that place called heaven. He knew the joy that awaited him when he would go back. And he says, I tell you all these things, he says, that my joy might remain in you. Not just be in you for a moment, but remain in you. That means 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, not just at Christmas time, but all year round. The joy of the Lord upon you. The joy of the Lord that you can share with other people. A joy that's unspeakable and full of glory in this world to come. And praise God, it's here for you and me. Now, my challenge to you is this. Let's take that joy out into this world. Let that joy that you're experiencing be seen by other people. Let them know the real reason you can be joyful. You may have the worst day that you ever have in your life, and you can still have the joy of the Lord. You know that? You can have happenings that you never wanted to ever happen in your life. Things that maybe are devastating. In the midst of that, you can say, I've got the joy of the Lord, and that joy is going to give me the strength. Remember what Nehemiah said? He said, hey, stand up and praise God. Eat, drink, and be merry, didn't he? He said, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. And that's where you'll get your strength from at Christmas time. Sometimes we can get really down at Christmas time. Things can get overwhelming, like your song said. At Christmas time, sometimes it just can get to be overwhelming. But have that tender heart. Be open to the Lord. And let the Lord bring His joy down your way. So be full of that joy. Not just a little bit of it, but get full with that joy. This world right now today, throughout this nation and throughout the whole world, they need joy. There's a lot of happenings that are not bringing happiness. So let's just not even talk about the happenings. Let's talk about the joy. And say, let that attribute of God that's in you touch somebody else's life. Share the joy of the Lord. It may be a smile. It may be to have a tender heart to go out and help somebody that's in need. Excuse me. I was going to get through this whole thing, but I didn't. Okay, but anyway, that's a happening. That's okay. Yeah, that's a thank you, though. I'm going to drink a little olive oil. That's what I'm going to do. So, but the joy of the Lord, you know, I'm joyful today. There's things I'm not happy about today, all right? But I'm joyful. And I think that's the thing that you and I need to realize. This is a Christmas coming up that could be the most blessed Christmas in your life if you can share some joy with somebody else. When I grew up, we didn't get a lot of toys. You know, today, I'm not saying it's wrong, but boy, I think we really go overboard with giving toys and presents, don't we? We do this. I know we do to our kids, so I'm not putting you down. We got, 18 grandchildren and great-grandchildren now, you know, and you have to go out and get the third job just to do it. But no. But no, I'm only kidding. But the thing of it is, but see, these are happenings and all, but there's a joy there. And I'm thinking, you know, goodness, I can remember back when we got one present. Hey, how many of you old enough to just remember when you just got one present? Yeah, some of us are old. Yeah. You've heard me tell this before, but I got to tell it. Bless my mother. But I asked for a basketball for a whole year. I want this basketball. I knew that basketball would make me joyful. It didn't make me happy. And I can still remember coming down the steps. You always got one present, and that present, I know you've heard this story before, but since I'm older, I get you got to remember, I'll repeat. And so under the tree would be that one gift that you asked for. And there was that gift. I came down the steps, and I can remember looking over to the Christmas tree. And I'd asked for this basketball for all this time. And I looked under that tree, and there was a leather, beautiful, beautiful leather football. Yeah. My mother didn't know the difference between football and basketball. So anyway. So, but I'll tell you something. That afternoon, my brother and I was out there playing with that football in the snow, you know, because we enjoyed it. See, so it's got to be something that's deeper than just the happening and the whole thing. There's a joy at Christmas time. There is a joy to give. There's a joy to receive. There's a joy that we have got Jesus to really proclaim to the world that He brought a joy in this world that you can be full of. No matter what comes your way, you can be full of that joy. That's my challenge to you. We've got a few more days left. I miscounted back there, so I'm not going to do that again. This is the 9th, right? So subtract whatever it is from 25. That's what you got. I blew it back in the Sunday school class. But anyway, His joy at Christmas time is what I want you to think about. As you go out of this service today, as you go to your homes, as we get ready to have a birthday party for Jesus next week, I tell you, spread that joy to the world, because there's a joy in knowing that He came. There's a joy in knowing that He came into this world as God's only begotten Son. There's a joy in knowing that He taught us and His Word tells us how to live our lives. There's also a joy in knowing that He's coming back again. And when you put it all together, you realize that there's a joy that goes on forever. So stay filled with that joy of the Lord. And you'll find yourself realizing that no matter if it's talking about Him being born in a little town called Bethlehem, or whether it's what He's doing in your life today, or whether He's coming back, there's always a joy that's going to fill that whole picture. If you need joy today, this altar's open. If you want me to come and pray with you, I'll do it. But if you just want to come and ask for that joy, do it today. Or maybe better yet, do you know someone today that you have a tender heart for, and they're not experiencing the joy? They aren't even experiencing happenings that make them happy. Come and pray for these people. It's not out of a judgment. But do you know someone that really doesn't have the joy of the Lord? I'm not going to come to you. I'm not going to ask anyone to come up and pray with you. I just want us to stand here and say, let's pray that the joy of the Lord could be poured out upon every person. And if you know someone, if you know someone that lacks that joy, come and pray for them. For that joy is so important, not just at Christmas time. Jesus said, I want you to have my joy remain in you, and that you would be full of that joy. That means all the time. Amen. Let's pray for that joy. If you need that joy, come and pray for it. If you want to pray for other people that need that joy, come and we'll pray for them as well. Would you do that? And listen to this song, a Christmas song that I asked Kathy to sing just last night. And I know that it's not an easy song for her to sing, but it just goes together. We thank God and we have joy in the birth of Jesus. We have joy in the life that He gave us. And we have joy in Him coming back. Yes, that little child came back. Come and pray right now.
Who would have thought that long ago and so very far away, a little child would be born and in a manger lay? And who would have thought this little child was born the King of Kings, the Son of Just, a carpenter, but for whom the angels sing? And who would have thought that as He grew and with other children played, this child with whom they laughed and sang would die for them someday? And who would have thought this little child could make a blind man see, feed the hungry, make rich the poor, and set the sinner free? Gone, yet this world remains the same. Empires have been built and fallen, only time has made a change. Nation against nation, brother against brother, men so filled with hatred, killing one another, and over half the world is starving, while our banner of decency is torn. Debating over disarmament, killing children before they're born, and fools who march would have thought this little child was who the prophet said will return to judge this world, the living and the dead.
Praise Lord. Everybody stand, if you would. Just stand up. From on Father, in the name of Jesus, and I thank you for your healing. I claim that in the name of Jesus. I thank you for that, Father. I pray for others in this room that would be healed and blessed throughout this congregation. Is there anyone in this room right now that says, I don't know Jesus as Savior? I want that joy. I want that Savior in my heart. Lift your hand. I'm not going to come back to you. I'm not going to embarrass you. Just lift your hand if you don't know Him as your personal Savior today. Lift your hand up. I want to pray for you right now. Anyone at all. Thank God. Thank God. That means if He comes back, let's go back with Him with the joy of the Lord. Everybody look up at me for just a moment before we close. I just want to say, you know, I really believe that the joy of the Lord is in this room. If you were praying for some people that need that joy, concentrate upon it. Because it could relieve them of so much. Not just because it's Christmas time, but because Jesus said, I want you to have my joy, and I want it to remain in you, and I want you to be full of it. And He's got that joy. It came with Him when He was born in this world. It can go out into this world through you. Give someone that smile that they need. Give someone that touch that they need through your tender heart. But in the midst of it all, pass on that joy to them. Will you do that? Let's join hands all over the place, and let's close, all right? Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you.
As I close with prayer, I want to say to you out there, my prayers are with you. I hope and pray that you're going to have a joyful Christmas. And for those of you that may be listening after Christmas, remember this message goes on all year round. It's an all year round message, okay? It's the message that Jesus is the one who will bring you joy. May the joy of the Lord be your strength. May you be blessed. God bless you.